Isn't the woman's place in the home? This is Jeremy Walker, and you're listening to 5 Minutes with a Christian Education Entrepreneur. Now, we've gotten this question a lot, and I'd like to answer it in the next couple minutes here that we got to talk about this. But this question here has to do with people who have a faulty sense and idea about the roles in the family and how they're supposed to work. People always get caught up in lots of different ideas about family structures, husbands and wives and kids and education, and all kinds of other things in between. Now, some people, I've met quite a few people. My wife and I, we work alongside of each other. We run Christian school here in Southwest Florida, and we have 11 children. So I get the question a lot of, you know, how does the dynamics work between your wife and yourself and your kids and your the education of your own students, your own children. And how do you help other people with the school? And what do you do about personal time? And, you know, can you put food on the table? Lots of different questions like that. But people don't seem to understand the way things are versus what they think they should be. I met some people who think that for some reason the husband's supposed to leave the home and he's supposed to go off and go work. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how people get jobs and make money. But somehow the woman's supposed to stay at home and her place is in the home. And her place is to watch the kiddos and, do book work for the kids and do homeschooling education stuff and bake cookies and take kids out to the park, go dig in the sand, all kinds of stuff in between. But basically, that's her primary job, is to, you know, watch the children. Like I said, people have a lot of different ideas, but structure that I currently enjoy, the structure that I promote, and the structure that I think is the best, is one that allows people to not only make money, because they need to make money for themselves, they got to take care of a family, you got to make money, to be with their spouse, because the best thing to do is to be with your spouse, not away from them, to be with your children, to control their education, to be there to support and help the wife. I mean, I remember reading a book one time about how the woman was at home and she would write a list on the refrigerator, and when your daddy gets home, he's going to find all the things you did. Well, until then, the children were kind of wild, but there's no discipline in the home. Mother, and at least the one I read about, she wasn't going to do any discipline for the kids, and they were going to have to wait till daddy got home. Until then, your name went up on the fridge or something like that. But it was kind of her domain until daddy got home. He might make it home late. He might make it home whatever. We all know how this works. I mean, it doesn't work out very well. How about a system where husband and wife can work alongside each other? How about a system where husband and wife can both equally work together, not just in the vocation and the earning of money, but they can both equally work together in also the education of their children, the care of them, the supervision of those children? It's not just mommy's job until daddy gets home kind of thing. But they can both work in that. How about where the children can do more than just dig in the sand, but how about they can actually learn a trade? How about they can learn to work? How they can learn the value of a good day's honest labor, and also the fact that getting something productive done. I mean, digging in the sand isn't nearly as productive as helping children to read or to help run a business or lots of other things in between. And controlling your children's education so they're not going off to somebody else. Parents working together for the rearing and education and discipline of their kids. Financial stability. Because you're not having one person's income, but you have two. What I'm proposing is what we have with the GCS apprenticeship program, which my wife and I were part of, and we currently run one of the Grace Community Schools in Southwest Florida. Now, our setup is different than most. We work together, so we have two incomes, not one. Our children are with us. They're actually at the facility and at our school with us. We control their education. We don't give that to somebody else. We don't send them off to public institutions to learn things that we do not want them to learn. We are able to not only handle their education, but also teach them business skills. By the time that our children are at the age of 14, they've already got public relations abilities. They can talk to people. They know how to, at this point, they've gotten small incomes, helping out around the house and chores and things like that. They're able to handle money, learn the value of money, the cost of money. They're able to learn actual real world abilities, like being able to help run a business, run an office, answer phones, start with tasks that are simple, which are, you get more problematic. And as they grow, they learn how to start a task and work it to completion. Until by the time that they're 18 years old, they should have themselves, hopefully, they started to save some money along the way as time went on. They have a whole bunch of business skills. They've seen the structure within the family, husband-wife team. The family itself has been financially stable, like my wife and I. We have no debt. We have 11 children. We own our own home, multiple vehicles, and we have no debt whatsoever, not a single bit of debt. The only debt we have is credit card debt, which, you know, you utilize your credit cards, you pay them off each month, and you live debt-free. Now, all that while being full-time missionaries, and that's what we promote, the idea that the family structure isn't what some people think it is or what it has to be. I like to call our family structure the new family farm in certain ways. So the family farm used to be where the family worked together on the farm, together, husband, wife, children, all for a common goal. And for the structure we have, the Grace Community School model, is for a husband-wife team to work together, to be missionaries, to provide godly examples to people, and primarily to take care of their own children, their own finances, their own children's education, promoting them to move forward, not to get to the age of 16, 17, 18, and they don't know much more except how to make paper planes and bake cookies. But real-world business skills and how to handle money and everything else in between. So anyways, that's how I would answer that question about, is the woman's place in the home with the kiddos? And the answer is no. It's the responsibility of the family to take care of the children. And like I said, everybody's situation is a little bit different, but we are actively promoting is a family structure where everything can be taken care of. Finances are there. Husband-wife team is there. The family structure is not sacrificed. And at the same time, you're able to help others and be an example for Christ as a Christian family to the world around you. So that's how I would answer that question about the family structure and is the woman's place in the home. And the answer is yes, her place is in the home, and so is the father's, and so is the children. But there's a lot more entailed into that. So anyways, thank you for joining me for about 5 minutes here with 5 minutes with a Christian education entrepreneur. For more information, or if this seems of interest to you, this new family farm model, financial stability and control of your children's education and working beside your spouse. Look more into our website also at gcsapprenticeship.com for more information. Thank you and God bless.